From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello, listener. How are you? I'm Stefanus. Will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government says Indonesia will remain world's investment destination in 2023. Guardian affirms Indonesia's macroeconomy is still good. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, is optimistic that Indonesia will remain the world's investment destination in 2023. As reported by Antara during the online talk show entitled Optimism for a Stronger Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he noted that recently, Indonesia has shown an excellent economic foundation. Indonesia's economic growth had reached 5.44% in the second quarter of 2022 year-on-year, with the inflation rate maintained at 4.35% in June 2022 year-on-year, amid global uncertainty that plagued the world. He also remarked that this achievement has made Indonesia as one of the countries with the best macroeconomic foundation in the world in comparison to other G20 member countries. Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Arsyad Rashid, has said that Indonesia's macroeconomic conditions are still good amid an unstable global economy. This was pointed out by Arsyad after inaugurating the management of the Central Java Chambers of Commerce for the 2022-2027 period on Wednesday. He also remarked that even though Indonesia's inflation is high, Indonesia is still better than other countries. He added that amid high food and energy prices, Indonesia has still managed to record an economic growth of 5.4%. He also stated that although inflation of almost 5% is quite worrying, the economic growth in Central Java has been higher than the national average. Women's economic resilience is one key requirement for ensuring their empowerment and realizing gender equality. This was pointed out by Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Bintang Puspayoga on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. Therefore, empowering women in entrepreneurship while employing a gender perspective is one of the priority issues that must be resolved by the Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Ministry until 2024, in accordance with the President's directive. She made the statement during a webinar on sustainable development goals, which was joined by tens of thousands of Mekar or Membina Keluarga Sejahtera or Leading Family Towards Prosperity customers via virtual means. All Indonesian citizens have the rights to cast their vote in election and a high moral responsibility to choose their best leader. It is important for them to vote, but it doesn't stop there. They have a high moral responsibility when voting, because they are intent on having a leader candidate who really stands for Indonesia's country, advance Indonesian country, understand well the 1945 Constitution to educate and prosper the people. This was affirmed by an expert from the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Siti Zuhro, during a discussion on Radio Idola Semarang theme, How So That the Euphoria of Presidential Candidate Stipulation Does Not End Up as Nothing for Voters. She emphasized that Indonesian citizens must not choose leaders who do not have the ability to fight for and advance Indonesia, educate citizens, and improve the welfare of the people. Let's move on to the international news, where Taiwan's army held another live-fire drill on Thursday after Beijing ended its largest ever military exercise around the island as it repeated threats to bring the self-ruled democracy under its control. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Beijing has raged at the trip to Taiwan last week by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the highest-ranking elected American official to visit in decades, staging days of air and sea drills around the island that raised tensions to their highest level in years. Taiwan has accused China of using the Pelosi visit as an excuse to kick-start drills that would allow it to rehearse for an invasion. Liu Weijie, spokesman for Taiwan's 8th Army Corps, told AFP its forces fired howitzers and target flares as part of the defensive drill on Thursday morning. Sri Lanka's former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa is expected to arrive in Thailand on Thursday and stay temporarily in a second Southeast Asian country since fleeing his island nation last month in the midst of mass protest. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Rajapaksa fled to Singapore on July 14 and resigned from his office shortly afterwards, following unprecedented unrest over his government's handling of the worst economic crisis in 7 decades and days after thousands of protesters stormed the president's official residence and office. The two sources said the former military officer, who is the first Sri Lankan head of state to quit midterm, is expected to travel from Singapore to Thailand's capital of Bangkok on Thursday. It was unclear what time he would arrive. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un suffered from fever during the COVID-19 pandemic, his sister has said in what appears to be the first suggestions he had the virus. As reported by BBC.com, Kim Yo-jong also blamed South Korea for her country's outbreak, saying it sent leaflets contaminated with COVID across the border. South Korea rejected that claims as groundless. Ms. Kim was speaking as her brother declared victory in the country's battle against COVID. The secretive country announced its first COVID outbreak in May and has reported fever, infection and death since. But there is a widespread doubt over the data, especially the low number of deaths. We will continue our news today with Diplomatic Corner on supporting the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO movement. Hundreds of residents and Indonesian diaspora joined the Cantik Berkebaya parade.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights supporting the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO movement. Hundreds of residents and Indonesian diaspora joined the Cantik Berkebaya parade. Around 200 Indonesian women in the Washington, D.C. area and surrounding participate in Cantik Berkebaya parade in the National Mall area, Washington, D.C. last Sunday. This activity is a form of support from the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., along with the community and the Indonesian diaspora, in a bid to register the Kebaya as UNESCO Intangible Heritage. Chairman of the Dharma Wanita Persatuan at the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., Ayu Heni Rosan, said the purpose of this activity was to preserve the ancestral cultural heritage. Through this activity, women and the Indonesian diaspora living in the United States have demonstrated their real role and contribution to the Kebaya Goes to UNESCO movement. They will also continue to intensify efforts to promote the Kebaya as a typical Indonesian fashion, so that it's better known by the U.S. public. The participants enthusiastically walked from the front of the Smithsonian Castle to one of the iconic locations of the capital city of the United States, namely the Reflections Pool of the Capitol Building, while singing Indonesian songs. They show off the colors of the kebayas that were worn both in classic and modern style. To add to the liveliness of the kebaya parade, Indonesian people in the United States are also enthusiastic about participating in the creative content creations competition through the TikTok application held by the Dharma Wanita Persatuan of the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C. The participants from various ages enthusiastically enlivens this competition, which can be seen at the TikTok application with hashtag Kebaya In. The Cantik Berkebaya parade event involved the Indonesian cultural community in Washington, D.C. and its surroundings, which reached 30 communities. This activity is also part of a series of activities for the 77th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia, on which the culminations will be celebrated at the Bazaar and have stayed at Wisma Indonesian in Washington, D.C. on August 21, 2022. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on August 11, 1960, when Chad gained its full independence. The area now known as Chad was inhabited by unrelated tribes. Gradually, the local kingdoms, which were powerless, developed. Then all of them were followed by the Kanem-Bornu Empire, which was larger and more powerful. In 1900s, after the Battle of Koisari, Chad became part of the French colonial system. On 11 August 1960, Chad became an independent state with Francois Tombalbaye as its first president. We move to the event on August 11, 2003, when Hambali was arrested in Thailand. Hambali, suspected of being involved in terrorism in Southeast Asia, was arrested in Thailand on August 11, 2003, and detained in Jordan. He was transferred to a U.S.-owned prison at the Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba. Hambali was strongly suspected of having a major role in the bloody 2002 Bali bombings, which destroyed the Sari Club and Paddy's Bar on 12 October 2002 and killed 202 people,
including 88 Australian nationals. We end Today in History on August 11, 2012, when an earthquake hit Azerbaijan province in Iran. An earthquake in East Azerbaijan province 2012, also known as Ahar earthquake, occurred on August 11, 2012, near the cities of Ahar and Varzagan in East Azerbaijan province, Iran. At least 306 people were killed and more than 3,000 others injured, mainly in rural and mountainous areas in the east, the Sea of Tabriz. The magnitude 6.4 earthquake was felt in Armenia and Azerbaijan, although no major damage was reported. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda di anggaku, aku kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang.
Untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
saya, aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia encouraged and supported every initiative to reduce land degradation and rehabilitate the mangrove ecosystem in the G20 forum through concrete moves, as done in Indonesia. This was stated by Director General for Drainage Basin and Forest Rehabilitation Management at the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Diah Murtiningsih, in a side event of Environment Deputies Meeting Climate Sustainability Working Group, EDM CSWG G20 in Jakarta on Wednesday. She also stated that Indonesia Presidency's G20 affirmed concrete measures of the G20 member countries to support global initiatives and to actively contribute to the land degradation prevention and reduction. She further explained that Indonesia has begun concrete measures by targeting mangrove rehab in the 600,000-hectare mangrove, one of which was the Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency, BRGM, to encourage cooperation between stakeholders. Indonesia is also building 30 big-scale nurseries to support the land and forest restoration's efforts. One of them, which has been operating, is the Rumpin Modern Nursery in West Java. Jia also explained there has been a big move to rehab land and forests that involve various stakeholders and local community, as well as the international collaboration in 108 drainage basins, 15 priority lakes, 65 dams, 100 water springs, disaster-prone area, fire-prone area, and degraded land spread across 34 provinces. In the same forum, Peatland and Mangrove Restorations Agency Deputy for Community Empowerment Gatot Subiantoro explained about the importance of stakeholders' participation and collaboration for mangrove rehab.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
To our world.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
If one wants to travel to West Sumatra, we recommend them to visit the Minang Village Tourism, Nagari Sumpu. Located in the South Batipu District, Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra, this tourism village has an amazing natural and cultural charm. Moreover, its location is in the corner of Lake Singkar. It doesn't take a long time. You can easily visit several places and do various tourism activities. Kampung Minang Nagari Sumpu is easy to reach from Minangkabau International Airport for only about 2.5 hours by motor vehicle. To visit the Minang Nagari Sumpu Tourism Village, you will immediately breathe fresh air while watching the vast expanse of rice fields. This tourism village does have natural conditions that are still beautiful. Then you can attempt trekking to the top of Tubia, going down along the river, refreshing the body at the waterfall, and of course, enjoying the beauty of Lake Singkarak from the top of the hill. Besides nature tourism, you can learn about Minang culture. The strong Minang nuance will be felt from various cultural ornaments in the village, such as wood carvings, building forms, the arts of music, dance, and traditional martial arts. Lake Singkarak has an endemic fauna, namely billyfish. The size is slightly larger than anchovies, oval in shape and flat. This fish is one of the typical foods in the area around Lake Singkarak. If you make a visit, you can see billy fishing around Lake Singkarak. In fact, if the situation is conducive, you can also try to catch billy fish in the traditional way by using fishing rods or manual nets. This type of fish has a delicious, savory taste and can be used as souvenirs. To travel to this tourism village, don't forget to have taste its various culinary specialties. One of them is rendang. The rendang in the tourism village of Kampung Minang Nagari Sumpu has a different taste. There is a thin, sweet taste and savory with a strong spice taste. Besides rendang, there are also rebon, singgang sumpu, pangik sumpu, pangit sasau, and singgang. If you want to spend the night in this tourism village, you can stay at the homestay at the Gadang's house and try the sensation of staying at this Minangkabau-style house. There are about 70 units of rumah gadang, 3 of which are used as homestays.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Oh.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Today's miscellany headlines: Telkom launch in Indonesia a new word for synergy of SOGs, private and MSMEs. Listener, PT Telkom Indonesia officially launched its own metaverse world called Metanesia. Indonesia Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, symbolically inaugurated the launch of Metanesia at the Digital 2022 event at Istora Senayan in Jakarta last Friday. He explained that through Metanesia, Telkom carried out reform in a new ecosystem unit and as adaptation to change expected by the government. The reason is that Indonesia must move towards the latest technology by helping create a new world. He also explained that the creation of Metanesia is an effort to accommodate the easier way of life for Generation Z and millennials. In addition, Metanesia is also breakthrough synergizing SOSs, the private sector or MSMEs, into the new world. Meanwhile, Director of Digital Business at PT Telkom Fajrin Rasid said the presence of Metanesia proves that PT Telkom is moving forward in technology. Furthermore, he also stated that he said hopes that all innovation and technologies developed by PT Telkom can be useful for the general public and accelerate the digital of Indonesia. He also hoped that Metanesia can synergize with other agencies to jointly develop the metaverse world. Metanesia is an acronym for Metaverse Indonesia and is a part of LAB as the umbrella branding for PT Telkom digital products and services in a bid to accelerate the digitalization of Indonesian society. LAB is a digital innovator that delivers transformative solutions and products to support Indonesia's society and economic development. With LAB, it is hoped that it can support the growth of the digital ecosystem in Indonesia in order to accelerate the realization of national digital sovereignty in line with the government's target in the next few years. That miscellany.
Kau temaniku berlari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Every August, Indonesians across the globe are busy preparing for the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day, which falls on August 17. So now, we will play you a song about independence by a legendary singer, Titiek Puspa. Besides singing, Titiek Puspa is also known as a songwriter. She made many songs, from cheerful to touchy ones. One of her songs can ignite one's spirit, such as Pantang Mundur or Never Give Up. Pantang Mundur is about a wife whose husband was going into war to defend the country, and the wife accepted, even prayed, and hoped her husband would never give up fighting for the country. Well, listener, here is the song by Titiek Puspa, Pantang Mundur.
Bahagia putra. air mataku berlinang karena bahagia. Kamu pahlawan, sembah sujud dan anda dirgahayulah kakanda. Jaya
Voice of Indonesia.
Pikir-pikir, apanya don yang sebelah mana? Sesuatu sangat menarik. Pikir-pikir apanya dong dia punya apa? Sungguh mati aku tertarik. Mungkin itu coba aku lihat lagi yang mana yang menarik. Oh yeah, mungkin itu matanya, hidungnya, semuanya biasa saja. Makin aku memandangnya, makin aku jatuh hati.
Apanya dong, apanya dong, apanya
Voice of Indonesia.
Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, di kau intan bermata, sejuknya embun dini hari, sesejuk tutur senyum kau beri, hangatnya sinar matahari, sehangat cinta yang kau beri. Sejak ku mengenal diriku, dunia nampak indah gemilang. Aku hidup hanya untukmu, jangan, jangan, jangan tinggalkan aku. Adinda, oh sayang Adinda, cintamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh buah hatiku, kau dan aku selalu satu. Sayang Adinda, cintamu tiada duanya. Adinda, oh buah hatiku, kau dan aku selalu satu. Aku hidup hanya untukmu, jangan, jangan, jangan tinggalkan aku. Adinda, oh sayang.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.